Daf is Daf Chaf Test. We got to the last three lines of Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We're still in the middle of these medicinal Gemaras. The Gemara says Amar of Yehuda, Zibura, which is a hornet, Udecharze, Silva, which is a skin that became pierced by a thorn, the Simta, a person has a blister, Udecharvle, Eino, he has got some pain in his eye, the Asi Lave, Ishta, and then these start to develop into a fever, Kulobe, Bane, Sakanta. So it's very life threatening, the Gemara says, to take a bath when experiencing this type of fever. Gemara says, what's the cure to fever? Chama l'chama, a radish, which is also called chama, is the cure for a fever, for chama. And a silka latina, a beets are good for a person who has the chills. However, chilufa sakant, if you do the opposite, if you take radish for the chills and you take a beet for the fever, that's going to be dangerous for a person. Chamime l'akraba, hot is good for a scorpion bite, ukrire l'zibura, and a coal, like ice, is good for hornet sting. That's what they do nowadays. A person gets a bee sting or a hornet sting, you put it ice, it's supposed to put down the swelling. V'chilufa sakanta, but the opposite, to use something hot for a sting and something cold for a scorpion bite, that would be dangerous. Chamime l'silva, hot water is good for a thorn, a cut with a thorn, ukrire, but cold is good l'chaspanisa, if a person has scabs on his face. V'chilufa sakanta, but switching hot and cold in these cases would be dangerous. Chala l'sibure, vinegar is good for bloodletting. Uminine l'sanisa, and small fish are good after a person fasts. It gives a person spurts of energy. V'chilufa sakanta, but the opposite, fish after bloodletting and vinegar after fasting is dangerous. Further, the Gemara says, Tachle v'sibura sakanta, a person who eats cress before getting bloodletted, it's dangerous. Ishte v'sibura sakanta, bloodletting while a person has fever is also dangerous. Koiv ein, a person who has, all talking about bloodletting, person who's got an eye pain, v'sibura sakanta, or some type of ailment in the eye, these are dangerous also during the bloodletting. And sheni ladag dam, the person who has the second day after bloodletting eats fish, a person can get bloodletted the second 2 days after eating fish, and sheni ladam dag, and 2 days after, and he may eat fish 2 days after getting bloodletted. Shlishi lo sakanta, but the third day of any of these cases, third day of eating fish is dangerous. Okay, I don't know what to do with these Gemaras. Tanur, but in the Braisa says, Hamak is dam, one who... Yeah, okay, good. So I'm good company.
Sheni ladag means the day before.
Day before and one's the day after, I think. Sheni ladag dam and sheni ladam dag. 2 days after eating fish and 2 days after bloodletting. It's both directions. You can't eat fish.
Make sure we get this straight.
Right. The Tanur, Barnabai, says, dam, one who's makis dam, lo yochal chagvash, he shouldn't eat these items. What's chagvash? Lo chalav, lo gvina, lo betzalam, lo shechalim. He shouldn't eat milk, cheese, onions, or cress. Im achav, he eats them. Amar bai, nicey revios, he should bring a revios of chala, a revios of vinegar, revios of dechamer, a revios of wine, v'nar b'vinu, b'hadad, hadad, they mix the vinegar and wine together, v'nishen, he should drink it. When he goes to the bathroom, he should only go to the bathroom towards the east of the city, because the odor is going to be very, very bad and dangerous. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Malin Avan Kalei b'Shabbos. A person could straighten out the Avan Kalei on Shabbos. My Avan Kalei, what exactly is this? Amar Rabbi Abba, Is Domcha Deliba. A person's muscle in the heart might be at a place, so you could fix it on Shabbos. So Maya Susa, what exactly is the way to fix a muscle at a place in the heart? Maisi Kamona Karvaya, a ladle full of cumin, Veninva and mint, Veagdenai and some other thing, Asafet, I don't know what that is, Vetisra, savory, Veavdasa and some type of grass. You mix them together and that's the potion that helps your muscle. Liliba Bechamra, the Gemara says a person who has, for the heart, to make a heart better, you could have something with wine. Wine makes the heart better. V'simanach, the mnemonic is, V'yayin yisamach levav enosh. The wine makes the person happy, it helps the live. Levrucho, person who has a rucha, which Archko explains is wasting away due to lack of breath. He just he can't catch his breath well. He doesn't breathe well with his lungs. So b'maya, a person should have something with water. V'simanach v'ruach alakim re'achefes al pnei amayim. The ruach comes back. A person's breathing is enhanced through the drinking of water. L'chuda, for childbirth, v'shicha, person should be having something mixed with beer. V'simanach v'chada al shichma, and her jug was on her shoulder. So, exactly. So, Ravacha, you don't have childbirth. There's no excuse for you, Andy. It's only for a woman who's going through childbirth. Okay, fine. Rav Acha mixed all these different things together. I'm not sure what he's referring to. I guess the water, the beer, everything we mentioned earlier. He took all five fingers, meaning a fistful of the mixture, and drank it. Rav Ashi shachek kochav v'chaluchuda, he ground everyone, each ingredient separately, and shaka mali etzba rabasa, he took his big finger, umali etzba zurto, and his small finger, took a pinch from his thumb and pinky together, it sounds like, that amount he would take from each one separately, and add it to the liquid. And Amar Papa ana avdei leichol, because the Gemara said before different ingredients, but never told us how much. So here we're saying Rav Ashi took all of them together, whatever the ingredient is, a fistful, and Rav Ashi took only a pinch. So Amar Papa ana avdei leichol, honey, I did all these different remedies and whatever different ailments he had, lo itase, it didn't help him at all. Ad Amar lehahu, until a certain Ishmaeli came, I see kuza chad brought a new jug, umal yamayim full of water, urami bay tarvada the duvsha and placed it a spoonful of honey, the talile bay kocha that was left out under the stars overnight, ulamacha the next day, ishe I drank it. Of the hachit, so that's what I did. That was his advice. Told me to drink it the next day. The itase, and it worked. I was healed from whatever ailment he was suffering from.
So, it must have been covered though, right?
To leave overnight? The dvash isn't, dvash is not an example. Liquids are, but dvash, I guess, wouldn't be considered.
Right?
You know, yeah, but I think if it's mixed together, it's only mine that's separate. Yeah. Right.
Like
so Tanur Rabban in the Braisa says Shisha Dvar Mirapim Itzachol Mechalia, six things rather cure a person from an illness. Urufas and Rufua, and their cure is good forever. It's permanent. Ve'eluhain, kruv, which is cabbage. Utradin, which is beets. May sisin yvesha, dry penny, water of dry pennyroyal. Don't know what that is. Ve'kevas is the moa of an animal. Is that the stomach, I think? And ve'heres is the womb. Ve'oseres hakaved, which is the diaphragm. These are the six things that person eats them, he's cured forever. The yesh omrim af dagim ketanim, even small fish would also be beneficial. Below, oh, not only that, ella shadagim ketanim mafrin marbin kol gufo sha'adam. Not only does it cure, but it actually produces, it enhances a person's body. So asar dvar mechtirin esachol lechayo, 10 things bring it back the illness. The chayo kasha, and it's going to be worse than it was beforehand. The eluhein ha'ocha basar shura shuman eats, person who eats a fat a meat from a fat ox. Besar tali, roasted meat. Besar tziparim, poultry. Beta tzliya, roasted egg. It really knocks out a lot of the food we eat here. Beshechalayim, cress. Betiglachas, shaving. I don't think eating the shaving. I think it's when a person shaves. Umerchatz, going to the bath. Bathing. Ugvina, eating cheese. Vekaved, eating liver. Veyesh omrim af. It goes from all these things are very, very high in cholesterol. It seems rather than the poultry. Everything here seems to be high in cholesterol. Eggs, meat, liver, cheese.
Diaphragms.
You're still stuck on that one, huh? Okay.
Diaphragm diet.
Right.
The cabbage that's already.
So fine. Vieshomer, others say, afagosim, even nuts are going to be a problem of bringing back an illness. Vieshomer, others say, kishurim, cucumbers. Tanet be Rabbi Shmuel, lama nikra shman kishun. Why are cucumbers called kishun? Because mipnei and kashun lechol gufo shel adam kacharalos, they're hard to a person's body like a sword. Okay, that ends our agarata. Back to the halacha. Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan. I'd rather ein mistaprin mehen bechol makom. The Mishnah taught us that you cannot receive a haircut from a goy. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us, Yisrael ha-mistaprim me'ovud kachavim, a Jew who receives a haircut from a non-Jew, roa b'mara, he should look in the mirror to make sure that he's, we'll see why in a second, and v'ovud kachavim ha-mistaprim Yisrael, kevin shigil libor liyaso, shomet es yadov. Now a Jewish barber who's giving a non-Jewish haircut, once he gets that tail in the back, he should stop there because he doesn't want to assist in that avodah zarah of leaving that long tail in the back. So the Gemara is going to explain now. Amar mar. We just said above, Yisrael ha-mistaper me'ovid kochavim roa b'maria. He's supposed to look in the mirror while receiving the haircut from the non-Jew. Hey, Chidami, what's the case here? Ibrishus harabim, if he's receiving one in the public, on Central Avenue, people are passing by the storefront. So lam limar, why does he need a mirror? He's going to be safe because the barber won't murder him in front of the rishus harabim. V'ibrishus ha-yachid, if it's talking about in the privacy of his own home where no one could see, so kiroa mayhave, if he's looking in the mirror, what help is that going to do for him? He's going to kill him anyways. So the Gemara says, Li'olam Birshus HaYachid, really referring to Birshus HaYachid. V'kevan dikamara mischazek Adam Chashiv. Since he's holding a mirror, and he looks like Adam Chashiv. Adam Chashiv holds a mirror. What does it mean he holds a mirror? So Rashi explains here, look at Rashi bimara. It's around halfway down the Rashi's on the page here. Mar Dyer, which is a French for mirror. Liros im mistaper yafe beumnos. He's looking to see if he's doing a good job giving me the haircut. V'savar ha'ovid kochavim kevin de kapit ahachi choshevu u'misyari lahargo. Since the goyish barber sees that the Jew is very careful and meticulous how his hair looks, so he must be a person who's very important in the Jewish community, and if he murders him, he'll chase after him, so therefore he won't murder him. So Birshus HaRabim, there's no head to, well, the person doesn't need to look in the mirror. Birshus HaYachid, by holding up a mirror, that shows you're an Adam Chashev, then you're protected. We'll look at an interesting tells us just a moment here. The Gemara says further now, Rav Chana bar Bizna, have a mistaper me over kochavim b'shvilei to Nar Hada. He received a haircut from a non-Jewish barber within the paths, the streets of Nar Hada. So Amar Lei, so he said to him, Chana Chana yar kiveich lezuga, your neck is so attractive to be cut with a knife, meaning you're putting yourself in danger by allowing a non-Jewish barber to cut your hair. So Amar Tisi Li, Dav Di Adi Rabbi Meir. Okay, granted, I'm going against Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir said that you can never receive a haircut from the barber. So you're right, I go against Rabbi Meir. So Adi Rabbanan Lo Avar. But Rabbanan, it sounds like he's going according to them, because Rabbanan said you're allowed to, as long as you're in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're allowed to get a haircut from them. So how can we say he's only going against Rabbi Meir, not Rabbanan? So Gemara says, Eimer Damer Rabbanan Birshus HaRabim. Granted, the Chacham said you could get a haircut from a non-Jew. They argue in Rabbi Meir, but that's only Birshus HaRabim. But Birshus HaYachid mi Amar. But did the Rabbanan allow you to get a haircut in Birshus HaYachid? So how come Rav Chana, who's receiving a haircut, thought he was going in accordance to Rabbanan? He was in Birshus HaYachid. And even Birshus HaYachid, Rabbanan would agree it's Aser. So the Gemara explains that Rav Chana thought, Rehu Savar Shvilei de Nar Hada, the streets, the little paths in Nar Hada, Kevin the Shchichei Rabim, Kishus Rabim Dami, he thought it had the din of Rishus Rabim. So there's a machlokas here whether Shvilei de Nar Hada had the din of Rishus Rabim or a din of Rishus Yachid.
Now, when we're talking about Rishus Rabim here, nothing to do with the real Rishus Rabim, we said there has to be 600,000 people walking.
Right.
In a certain number.
Exactly. Why doesn't define him?
So there's nothing like that in any of
the cities. Yeah. The two definitions we normally have, we don't know Nar Hada, could be it was very big. We have no idea how big the city was. And like, let's say you're in the Shuk, we don't know. But the two definitions we have in general, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, is by you, like you said, when it comes to Shabbos, and the other one is Tumah. When it comes to Shabbos, we either have 600,000 amos, which is the sheet of Rashi, or we have 16 amos wide would be the street, according to the others. Now, it wouldn't make sense to have the street. Who cares how big the street is? Depends on the people. There's also the model in Tumah. Anyone know the definition of Tumah, Rosh Hashanah Rabim? What makes the Rosh Hashanah Rabim for Tumah reasons, purposes? Three. Three people is a definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabim in regards to Tumah. The reason is because Sota is the source. Sota is only a problem with two people, husband, a man and woman. That's Yichud. Once there's a third, it's no longer Yachid. That's called Rosh Hashanah Rabim for Tumah, for Sota, and we learn that to Tumah as well. I don't know what definition it's using here, but most likely it's not using the model of Tumah. So I don't know if it's going to jump. Shabbos also doesn't make sense,
right.
600,000. So I don't know what model is being used.
Right.
So unclear. Okay. Look at this interesting tosis here. Dibra maschal ha-mestapir me'ovid kochavim roe b'mara. So a person who gets a haircut from a non-Jew, he looks in the mirror. The tosis says, Tanya b'tosefta b'perek gimel b'yushalmi d'pirkun, in Arab perek, Yisrael ha-mestapir me'ovid kochavim roe b'mara minakusi, eni roe b'mara. If he's getting a haircut from a non-Jew, he looks in the mirror. If he's getting a haircut from a kusi, he doesn't look in the mirror. Perish. L'fisha enim chashudim al-shvichas damim, because we're not concerned that the goy is going, rather the kusi is going to kill us. So Hitiru shall base Rebbe Gamliel shall you row in Bimara. One of the kulas they had in the family of the house of Rebbe Gamliel was they are allowed to look in the mirror. Perish af min akusi. Even if the kusi was giving a haircut, they're allowed to look in the mirror. Mipnei shayu zukukin lamalchus. Since they presented themselves, they were very high up in the palace in the government, the non-Jewish government. They had to look presentable. So what comes out of this is mashma she'asur leish leros bimara. If you don't come from the house of Rebbe Gamliel, and there's no chashash of shvichas damim, you are not allowed to look in mirrors. There's an issur to look in mirrors. Strange thing. What's the reason why you can't look in a mirror? Just stop going to the bathroom. V'nira ki hatam mishum lo yubash gever sumas isha. It's begged isha to look in the mirror. D'mitargim lo yitakin gever b'tikune itisa. You shouldn't fix yourself like women fix themselves. You shouldn't look in the mirror. The Mishnah tells us in Perek Hashel Daf Kufmem Tes and Shabbos. Ein Rowan Bimar B'Shabbos. You can't look in the mirror on Shabbos. Umefarish B'Gemar Bimar Shel Matechas. A metal mirror. Why? Mipnei She'Adam Asir LaHashir BeNimim HaMududolos. He might rip off some hairs that are sticking out. He sees a mirror and uses the edge of the mirror to kind of shave it off on Shabbos. There's a chashash on Shabbos. Umashma Dafka B'Shabbos. It's Asir to look in the mirror. Aval HaBechol Shari. But you are allowed to look in the mirror on a weekday. Above we said you can't look in the mirrors in general. It's Begadisha. The Gemara on Shabbos you're allowed to. Says Tosos, Hasan Beisha Ari. The Gemara in Shabbos is referring to a woman. Men can never look in the mirror, even on Chol. Women can look b'chol, but on Shabbos, if it's a metal mirror, then it's also even for women to look on Shabbos because they might pull out a hair that they see sticking out to look presentable. Fine. Look all the way at the bottom of Tosos now, the last seven lines. Tosos says Halacha Lemaisa. Da'aser le'staper me'over kochavim elam kein roa unless you see. Vafilu b'rishus harabim, even b'rishus harabim, midaka amar Rabbi Chana tisili d'avrei ad Rabbi Meir, that I went against Rabbi Meir, sounds like we passing like Rabbi Meir, that you should never get a haircut from a non-Jew. So we passing you shouldn't get a haircut. But he says, v'dafka b'tar, only if you're using a razor, d'shchiach b'hazeka b'kal. He could easily damage, kill a person with a razor. About b'misbarayim, even though they're sharp at the end, they're not as dangerous, lo shchiach b'hazeka shari im yeshimo acher, if someone else is there. So there are two very important halachas come out of this Tosas. Number one is you can't look at mirrors. And number two is you can only get a haircut from a non-Jew if you're getting a scissor haircut and there's someone else in the barbershop. Other than that, you're not allowed to.
A few more lines up in that Tosas from the end. He says, Miu in Aser, Kim Lisnaos. He says, make yourself look beautiful or to see how beautiful you look.
But not if it's the point is to not to get hurt. If it's a tachas, he's not going to hurt
he's
you.
He's saying for yourself, not even with. He's not even talking about the guy there. He's just talking about the iser of Lo Solbash. He says that looking in mirrors only if you're not doing it for a tachas or toalas, but shaving or something of that sort.
Right,
but you just want to see you presentable.
Right, so brought down the poskim now. Halach lemaisa, the Ran writes that in places where the men would look in the mirror, then you are allowed to look. And nowadays we live in a place where the minhag is to look in the mirror. Men look in the mirror. And Shulchan Aruch writes that it's aser for a man to look in the mirror. The Ramah paskins, it's only in a place where they don't have a practice. But if you live in a place where there is such a practice, then you are allowed to look in the mirror. That's the psak of the Ramah.
Is that what a bunch of selfies?
Selfies. So
all day.
What about like men's engagement ring? You know what I'm saying? Once it's normal in a place to do something.
So the Begisha, it might be acceptable. Maybe, I don't know. It might be, depending on...
Depends who accepts it.
Then they bring a heter, that since it says that Talmud Chacham has to look presentable and he can't have any stains on his shirt, so you're allowed to look in the mirrors to make sure there are no stains. Oh. And Poskim say, I can look at myself like this. I don't need a mirror to look at my suit to see if I've got something dirty on. So it seems that even though you're allowed to look, men can look in the mirror, many gedolim were machmir not to look in the mirror. They quote a story back here that the Chazon Ish one time, he was machmir not to look in the mirror, and he didn't even know how he looked. And one time he was in Berlin, and he was walking somewhere, and he came across a place, there was a mirror hanging in front of him, and he walked up to the mirror, he didn't know what he was looking at. It was the first time he ever saw himself in the mirror. I don't know what age he was, but you have gedolim like this as well. So the Divrei Chaim says that those who look at mirrors to see if the tefillin are straight, that also doesn't make any sense because it doesn't have to be dafka. There's space for two tefillin shorosh. It could be slightly over. It's still going to be kosher. He thinks there's no heter to use a mirror. Now that's different because again, you're not looking at yourself in the mirror. You're looking at your tefillin shorosh. And then I'll pick Kabbalah over. If you don't understand, Ibshis and others say one should be machmir not to look in the mirror either. Okay, interesting discussion here.
Without using the film, for sure you can look yourself to check the film.
Say again that
if you're looking yourself in the mirror just when you're not wearing the film, for sure you can use it.
Certainly it's talk mitzvah, you got it right.
Well, Weinberg is not a fan of checking the film that way.
Yeah.
It's based on this Divrei Chaim here. Yeah.
Just that they do get lost in the mirror.
Yeah. Okay. Fine, let's, bottom of the Gemara now, last six lines, seven lines. The Gemara says, Oved kochavim ha-mestaper mi-Yisrael, kevin shegila b'lorias ha-shomet az yado. The Jewish barber is cutting a non-Jew, and he has that long tail in the back, you should remove and not cut around it to make it look better. So what does that mean, kama? How close to the Blav Yuso, should you stop cutting? Amar Rav Malkia, Amar Rav Ad Barava, Shalosh Etzbos L'Charuach, three fingers away. So I'm not sure why he'd go back to you again. You start cutting his hair, and he says, "I want you to cut more," and you say, "No, I'm done here." So I'm not sure what type of how doing business that way. But either way, you shouldn't go three finger widths away from both sides of this tail.
That's how the mullet started.
So Amar Rav Chanina, Braid Rav Aika, Shvud, Shvachos V'Gomos. Those are named of three different sugyas. So there's a somewhat unclear who authored these sugyas, Rav Malkaya with a Vav, and Bloris, A for Makle, Gvina, these three sugyas, Rav Malkaya with a He. So two different people who authored the three different sugyas. So Amra Papa Papa said, Masnisan u Masnisa, Mishnah and Brises were Rav Malkaya with a He, and Shemaitza, which are Gemaras, that was Rav Malkaya with a Vav. The Simana, the mnemonic to help you remember, who said what? Masnisa Malkasa, the Masnisa is the king, and therefore Malkasa Malkaya with the hey was the one who authored the Mishnayos and the Brises. In the end of the day, I'm not going through all the three sugars. You can look at Rashi, what each of these are talking about. But my Benai, what's the difference between Rav Papa's understanding of who authored them versus Rav Chanina? Ik Benayu, Shvachos, Shvachos is what changed. Meaning, according to Rav Chanina, he thought Shvachos was taught by Rav Malkaya, but according to Rav Papa, he thought it was taught by Malkayo. Okay, this Gemara appears several times throughout Shas.
It's the opposite.
I think I said the last time we did this, I said the opposite also. and I think you pointed it out. Okay, fine. Chav Tesam and Beis, the Mishnah tells us. Elu dvarim sha'ov de kochavim asurin v'isurin iser hana. The following are a number of items and foods that are asur not only to eat, but you also cannot get hana from them. Hayayin, when it comes to wine, v'chometz sha'ov de kochavim shi'amet chilasa yayin, vinegar that was once wine in the possession of the Jew, of the non-Jew rather, so it was yayin in their possession, and then it fermented and became vinegar, that would be asur. As opposed to, let's say, you had vinegar that originated in the hands of a Jew. That vinegar was then sold to a non-Jew, then you can purchase that from a non-Jew. As long as it was never wine in the possession of the non-Jew, you would be allowed to buy from them. So what's the reason why yayin is asur? You look at Rashi in the top here. Rashi says, "Sheyomet chilaso yayin biyad ovdei kochavim." Lafuke hecha dezavin ovdei kochavim chometz miyisrael. The non-Jew, as I mentioned before, buys vinegar from a Jew. Delo mitasar b'hana. That's an asur b'hana. The taima de asur b'hana mishum de dilma nischehu. Why can you not buy wine from them? Because they may have poured it for the avodah zarah and would be considered nisach yayin. Which yayin esach rather, which is going to be aser deraisa. So stam yinam, which we don't know any better, is aser gzera, lest they actually use it for their avodah zara. You look at Tosis here. We're going to go through it later on a little bit in greater. Let's do the whole Tosis right now, I guess. Tosis writes on top here, yayin minolan. The Gemara is going to ask how we know yayin's aser. No, Tosis says v'tema. My kabai minolan. Why are they asking? Where's the source? Hamasnisin mari b'stam yinam. The Mishnah is talking about stam yinam, not actual yayin esach. The Gezer Derbanani. There's no source for Gezer Derbanans. Shigazu al Yena Mishim Benoseim. So here, Tosa says the reason is not because of Shema Yinaseich, rather it's because of Mishim Benoseim, because he might intermarry. So before we look at Tosa's answer, there's a nafkamina between whether it's also because Benoseim or whether it's also because Shema Yinaseich. Bizman Hazeh, where for the most part, Goyim do not worship Avodah Zarah, there's no Chashash of Rashi. Rashi would seemingly permit all Stam Yenam Bizman Hazeh. But according to Tosas, where it's supposed to separate of intermarriage, even in Bizman Hazeh, there would still be an Isser Midirban of Stam Yenam, according to Tosas, which is how we paskin. So the Ran actually says they're two dinim. He thinks they're both true. It's instituted Stam Yenam both because of Mishim Benoseim and also because of Shema Yinaseh. So look at, yeah.
And vinegar wouldn't be a gzera on a gzera?
Gzera on a gzera, let's see.
Or it's just because it's
once
wine.
It was aser,
wine.
Aser b'chatzi, yeah. The Gemara is going to address why it would have changed, why you think chometz might change the status of wine, meaning it was aser because they non-Jew owned the wine. That made it stam yena.
Right.
So chometz is wine, really, just wine that has changed forms. The question would be, would chometz, the change, would that really undo the iser of yayin? That's really the shiloh. It wasn't a gzera in the chometz. It was a gzera in the yayin. So Tosus answers, in the end of the day, what exactly is the question here? We're not talking about yayin nesach, we're talking about stam yenam. So why is the Gemara asking minolan? So answers Tosus, v'yeh shlomar, devadai iker gzera stam yenam, mishum b'noseim. The Iker institution of Stam Yenam was because it's intermarriage. Mu, lo hayu osina osabana mitam zeh, they wouldn't have prohibited the tam bana mided dahave a pisan vishmanam. Just like you can't buy oils or bread from the goyim, there's no isra'na, so why is there an isra'na by Stam Yenam? It's the same idea. Right? Why is Pas Akam Aser? Because Mishim Binoseim. Why is Bisha Akam? Because of Binoseim. So these are not Aser Bana. So why would Stam Yenam be Aser Bana? It's also because of Mishim Binoseim. So he says the only reason why they create an Isra Na by Stam Yenam is because since Yai Nesach is Aser Bana, so then they piggybacked off of Yai Nesach to say that Stam Yenam is also Aser Bana.
Now, it's Aser Stam Yenam Bana? I don't think so.
Now, this is not. No.
No, it's not.
Okay. So, sorry, we pass in it is. We pass in it is Aser Bizman. Yeah, we pass in it is Aser Bizman. I believe so.
If somebody gives you a
gift, yep. Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to just throw it, you can't yeah. give it another go.
I believe so. I believe they throw it out. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll double check them. I'm pretty sure.
Give it to another guy?
We actually just learned this in the Shifty program on
Sunday. Yeah.
It was this thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
It's very, and they bring that there's, you could be Mekel. There's some to be Mekel, but to have a bracha, to be Mach.
Okay.
So giving as a friend, if you have a friend Goy, that would be enough?
An employee.
Yeah, it would be giving a gift. It depends. Usually a gift is, Matana could be viewed as a Mecher sometimes, a sale. Right. You only give him a gift because he did something for you.
Right.
I believe so, but Adam's holding the sugi more than me right now.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You probably still know better than me.
Okay, fine. Let's go by. There's an interesting point. Actually, I'll wait for the end. We have time for it. It's already late here. About another interesting chatir within Stam Yai Nesach. We'll get to at the end if I remember. Fine. The Mishnah now says, the cheres hadraini, which is some type of earthenware pot, v'oros levuvin, which are leather, how do you define this here? It's, leather near the heart of the person's, I'm sorry, backtrack. The cheres hadraini, it's part of the previous case, they would have wine remain in this cheres hadraini, this would be aser as well. Next point, oros levuvin, which was the leather on the animal, the skin by the animal, the heart, they used to take out the heart of an animal. So the lacha is, Rabbi Shmuel Amliya Omer, bizman she cheres shelo agul, when it's circle, aser, that means they did it for avodah zarah, mutter. But if the other mashach, if it was a slice, a slit, that would be mutter. That indicates it wasn't done for avodah zarah. This reminds me of that movie,
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, the guy took out the heart. The next one, okay.
Yeah, we'll
okay, very good.
Excuse me.
Fine. Indiana Jones, okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Basar nichnas levodas chachavim mutter, meat that was being sent to avodas chachavim is mutter, hadn't yet been used for avodas zara, but hayotze, meat that's coming out of a place of avodas zara will be aser, mifnei shu kiziv chaymesim divi Rebbe Akiva, because the meat is now viewed as coming from a takrovis of a carbon of avodas zara. Hahoch and the tarfas, those who are walking to celebrate avodah zarah, asa lasis v'lasis yimahin, you can't do business because that's going to cause them, if they make money, to praise their gods more. Habam, those who are turning back, you're allowed to do mutarn, they can do masamatim because they're not going to go back and praise their gods after. No, those ha'ov de kachavim, these leather pouches of the non-Jews, v'kankanim, or other jugs that would keep wine in, v'yayin she Yisrael kanis b'hem, if there's wine that's inside these jugs owned by the non-Jews, asurin v'isurin isarana, it's asur because even though you have Jewish wine in there, there is a non-kosher wine embedded in the leather, embedded in the earthenware, it's asur and asur ba'na, divrei Rabbi Meir. Chacham omrim ein isurin isarana, it's since it's only tam, it's not going to create an isra na. The Gemara is going to explain all of this. Not today, though. And then the Gemara says, Chartzanim v'azagim shovdi kachavim, the peels, the grape peels and the grape seeds of non-Jews are asurin and isurin isra na divrei Rabbi Meir, just like wine itself. The grapes and all the different parts are also asur b'ana. Chachamim omrim lachen asurin, if they're moist, that means there's still some wine there, then it's asur b'ana. But if the irvashim, if it's dry, so then mutar, and these are not considered the same status as wine. Hamarais, which is referring to fish oil, the gvinas base onaiki she'ovdi chacham, or types of cheese that come from this certain village, are asurin v'isurin isarna divrei Rabbi Meir. Chacham omim ein isurin isarna, cheese from non-Jews does not have a din of isarna. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shal Rabbi Shmuel as Rabbi Yeshua, he asked Rabbi Yeshua the following question. Kishayu mahalchim b'derech, as they're walking along the way, Amar lo mipnei ma asu gvinos ovdei kacham. Why can we not have cheese that came from non-Jews? Now, typically, the Gemara is going to explain now today, cheese it can only be created curdled from kosher milk. So there's no chashash of there being non-kosher milk there. So why is it aser? Amarle mipnei shemamidin osa bekeva shonavela. Since they have it curdled with the rennet. Rennet's the enzyme that's used from the different animals. They use enzymes from a non-kosher animal, really a nevela animal, to help process the curdle, in fact, process. So therefore, it's aser. So Amar Lo, again, there's a lot to talk about. Again, we have to wait till the sugyas discuss this. Amar Lo, Ba Lo, Kevas Ola Chamura, Mi Kevas Nevela. But wait a second. The rennet of a carbon Ola is more stringent than the rennet of a Nevela. And why is it more stringent? Because Ola is not only Asr to eat, but it's also Ola is Asr Bahana. Nevela is only Asr Bahila, but it's not Asr Bahana. So even though we see that rennet of an Ola is more Chamur than the rennet of a Nevela, Amru, it said that a Kohen should die the Yafe, Sor Fachaya. So a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, he would actually eat the rennet of an Ola. An Ola has to be Kula Kula, has to be completely burnt. But if a Kohen could really stomach it, he has no problem eating the inside rennet of the Ola. He's allowed to. So just like the Ola could be eaten by a Kohen, which is more Chamer, so certainly the Keva, the rennet of a Nevela, should certainly be permitted. And why would that render the Gmina Aser? So the Gemara says, lo hodu lo, they don't agree. To any Kohen that eats the rennet of an Ola, they're incorrect. That's Aser to eat the rennet of a Ola, and so too you can't eat the Keva of a Nevela. Aval Amru, they said, Einanin v'lo ma'olim. Even though a person may eat, a person might go ahead and eat the Keva of the Ola, he doesn't violate the Isser Me'ila, as we'll see in the Gemara. Meaning, midiraisa, you can eat the Keva, but midirabanan, they created an Isser. Fine. So the Gemara is going to, again, this is a unclear dialogue. The Gemara is going to explain all this. Amar lo. So anyways, they're looking for another reason why you can't eat the cheese of a non-Jew. Mipnei she'ma'amidin also bekevas egli ovodus chochavim. Not because they use the keva of a nevela, but they use the keva of a behema that was avodah zarah. Avodah zarah has an iser hana. They put that keva into the gvina, the milk, that would be an iser of hana. So amar le imkein lamalo asur b'hana. So then the cheese not only should be aser in eating, it should be aser even behana. And Chacham said you can get enough from the cheese. So if the real source is based on avodah zarah, it should be aser behana according to all opinions. So he kind of got cornered here. Hasil davar achi wanted to change the topic. He started talking about something else. And he said, Amar lo Yishmael, heyach atakari. How do you read the pasuk? Again, a completely random topic now. Kitovim do decha miyayin or kitovim do dech? Is it do decha or do dech? Is it referring to do dech nekeva? Is it referring to Klai Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael? Or is it do decha referring to the Zohar, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Amar lo, he says, kitovim do decha is how it should be paskin, that's how it should be read. Amar lo, ein hadavar kein, it's not true. Sharei chavero melamin alav lereach shmonecha. So again, this dialogue is also somewhat unclear. We have to wait for the Gemara to really bring out the whole conversation. That's a long mission. Now let's go weiter in the Gemara. Gemara says, Yayin minalan. How do you know Yayin is Aser Bihana? So the Gemara says, Amar Abba bar Avua, Amar Akra. The Pasuk says, Asher Chelev Zivchemo Yochelu, Yishu Yayin Nisechem. So the Pasuk connects a Zevach to Yayin Nesach. Ma Zevach Aser Bihana, you can't get Hana from a carbon. Af Yayinami Aser Bihana, so too you can't get Hana from Yayin. Zevach gufe minon. How do you know you can't get hana from a carbon of avodah zarah? Dichsiv vaitzamdu lebal por vayochlu zivche mesim. The fact that they connect the bal por carbonos to mace, ma mace aser bana af zevach nami aser bana. So we have mace is aser bana, zevach of avodah zarah is aser bana. Now we have yai nesach is aser bana as well. Uma gufe minon, mace gufe minon. How do you know that a mace itself you can't derive any hana? Asya sham sham me'egla rufa. There's a gzeir shava. Ksiv hachat's written about Thomas sham Miriam, that Miriam died in Parshas Chukas. It says the word sham. Uksiv hasam, it's written v'arfu sham es ha'egla b'nachal. And we have a sham by the egla rufa. Malahalan asr bana. Just like egla rufa is asr bana. That's af kan nami asr bana. So too meis is asr bana. And then one final leg of this Joshua, Hasam Minon. How do you know that Egla Rufa itself is Aser Bana? Amri Debe Rabbi Yana, it says in Parsha Kisei, by Egla Rufa, Kapara Ksiba Kikachim. So now we have Egla Rufa is like a Kapara, which is Aser Bana, it's like Kachim. And then Egla Rufa teaches us Mace. Mace teaches us Zevach of Avodah Zarah. And then we learn too, Yai Nesach is Aser Bihana. There's a very important sugya. to categorize whether or not one would categorize Yair Nesach as Avodah Zarah, or is it a separate Isser? There's a big machlokus in the Ramban to the source of Yair Nesach, but there's a very interesting nafkamina. The halacha is, the Gemara tells us in Masech HaSota that if a soldier's out to war and there's no food for him to eat, he's allowed to eat non-kosher food. But what he can do is he can't eat any Avodah Zarah. He can't violate one of the big three. So what's the status of Yair Nesach? Is Yair Nesach a din of Avodah Zarah, in which case you can eat it, or is it a separate Isser of Yair Nesach, in which case you are allowed to eat it? So if I remember correctly, I think the Rambam and Ravid have a machlokas whether you can have Yair Nesach, a soldier, during war. Okay. The Gemara now says, Bachomet shall over the kochavim mishayam mitchilas yayin. You can't buy vinegar from a non-Jew if he had this vinegar from the time it was already wine, because once it was wine, it was aser mishum stam yenam. So Gemara says, pshita, of course. Mishum ta'achem, it's pakalei isura. Just because the wine turned into vinegar, you'd think would undo the isur of yai nesach, the stam yenam? Of course not. So Amar Rav Ashi, ha'asa lashmina, and this mishum was coming to teach us a different din, chometz shalonu, our vinegar, that we as Jews made vinegar, b'yad ovei kochavim ein tzarech chosem b'toch chosem. So if we have wine, we turn it to vinegar, it's certainly permitted, because when it was in the state of wine, it wasn't stam yenam, it was owned by a Jew. Now it turned into a vinegar, and now if you sell the vinegar chometz to a non-Jew, or even not, let's say you want to just keep a non-Jew in your house and you have to protect it, there's certain halachas how to seal wine and meat and different types of foods. So normally you'd have to do chosim b'toch chosim, a double seal, so the Jew, rather the non-Jew, doesn't take the wine. But if it's only chometz, if it's only vinegar, you don't need a double seal, chosim b'toch chosim. Why? Imishim and suche, if it's because he's a concern, he might, that non-Jew might take it and pour it for his avodah zarah, lo minasche. No one uses vinegar to pour it towards the god. So there's no chashash of nesach. Vimishim echlufe, if he's going to swap it with something else, kevin dike chosim lo tarachom mezayif. Since there's one signature, one seal, he's not going to go out of the way to try to undo the seal, replace it with non-kosher vinegar, and then do the seal in exactly the same way I did it, in order for me not to know. It's not worth the effort for him, and therefore one seal would be sufficient.
I'm just confused. All these subjects are about stam yenam or yayin nesach?
This is all stam yenam.
Yeah,
it's all stam yenam, but Tosis points out, so if it's stam yenam, which is an isser midirbanan, so how can we ask sminalan? There's no source of a gzera. He says stam yenam would only be aser bana if yayin nesach, which is the deraisa, would be also aser bana. Meaning every single gzera is always kain deraisa tikkun. Kol takana derbanan kain deraisa tikkun. So they would only create a stam yenam isra na if we know that yayin nesach, which is isser deraisa, where that also had an isra na. So once the Gemara establishes Yayin Nesach Minol and that there's an Isser Bana Midraisa, then we could explain, therefore, Stam Yenim also takes on the same characteristic of having an Isser Bana.
But there was an Imishum in his Suche.
Right.
It's meaning really Stam Yenim.
If it's Stam Yenim, exactly.
Right.
Stam Yenim, that seems to support Rashi, that the Gzer for Stam Yenim is because Shema Yenasach, they might come to pour it, as opposed to, I'm not sure how Tosos will deal with that part. That's a good question for Tosos.
Right, because it doesn't.
Right. Pashup Shah is like the Ran, that really they're both concerned. We're concerned that it's intermarriage, but no same, and also because of Shema Yenasek. Let's try to finish quickly. I think we still have time here. To the top of Amun Aleph, if you want, just two lines to the top. Let's go through it quickly. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Eli, Shaninu Yain Mevushal Sha'ov de Kachavim Shayim Metchilasa Yain Asr. If you have a Jewish wine, non-Jewish wine, rather, non-kosher wine, that they then cooked, it's still going to be Asr. Pshita, of course. Mishum de Ivshel, Pakalei Isur, you think because you boil it, it's going to undo the Isur Yain Nesach? Of course not. Samar Vashi, Ha Asr Lashmina, come to teach us, Yain Mevushal Shalanu, our wine, that's been cooked, B'yad Ov de Kachavim, that are in the hands of a non-Jew, Ein Tzara Chosim, B'tzara Chosim, you don't need a double chosim. That's why if we have a yayin mevushal, there's no chashash of stam yenam. Why? Imishim in suche lo minche. If it's because of a yayin nesach, they're not going to use yayin mevushal. That's considered a low grade wine. They won't do that for their avodah zarah. V'imishim ichlufe. If it's because they're going to swap it with something else, well, kevin dika chosim echad. Once there's one seal lo tarachem mazai, if it's not worth their time to try to replace with a non kosher wine and put on a replica sign. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. So